When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Jim Rooney joining me here for this final segment. Going to be a quick one, Jim, about 10 minutes. But we had a caller call in. And Jim, by the way, obviously the son of Dan Rooney. And the book is called A Different Way to Win. And there's an enhanced audio version. Bunches of new interviews that you should really check out. But we had a caller wonder about Bill Nunn. I remember when you were here a month ago, we talked a little bit about Bill Nunn and his contributions and the type of person he was and what he meant to those dynastic Steelers and well beyond the 70s, too, to many Steeler teams and the franchise at large.
And Bill really meant a lot to the entire NFL. You know, it was Bill as a writer. You know, his father was the editor-in-chief of the Pittsburgh Courier. And Bill got into sports. You know, he was an intern that followed the great Wendell Smith, the writer who tracked Jackie Robinson's career for the Courier. Bill was an intern for Wendell, and then he started on the college football beat and focused on the college football teams that, you know, black players were permitted to go to, which we refer to mainly as HBCUs, although they're not all formally HBCUs now. But he covered that team and would build this all-star list every year. And Rosie Greer, who played for the Giants.
Yeah.
The story is that Wellington Mara read about Rosie and told some of his scouts to go watch this film. You know, over and over, so many players in the American Football League, the AFL, got there because of Bill Nunn and the work he was doing with that list. I actually went with the chief to one of the last HBCU banquets ever held in Pittsburgh. It was at the Allegheny Club. And somewhere in the world, there's a picture of me, Art Rooney, Walter Payton, and George Halas.
Oh, my gosh.
Because George and Bill Nunn, you know, because Bill Nunn brought them in for that. And it was Walter's rookie year. So Bill was so, so important, obviously, to the Steelers, but really to all of football. And so many great players were found, not just because of Bill as a scout, but also because Bill, you know, what he did as a writer and bringing awareness to these fantastic players.
Mm. Great what a legacy.
Great, great guy.
Yeah.
His son was, you know, one of the best actors, great character actor.
Yes.
You know, so, and his son and my brother Art really grew up at training camp together. So they had a really close relationship.
Well, Jim, this was a pleasure. A Different Way to Win is the book. Again, how can people find this? What's the best way to get the enhanced audio version of the book?
You can download the book wherever you download audiobooks. So iBooks is Apple's version. Audible is Amazon's, Google Play, and BarnesandNoble.com. Those are the best places to download audiobooks.
I'd love for you to leave us with the Chuck Knoll story you told last time about you guys, you and the Knolls, vacation together, right? Your family's vacation together, and you caught a certain kind of fish, and then and Chuck, because he was a very worldly man, had you do some research. Tell us about that. Your families were very close, right?
Very, very close, and you know, Marianne is just still, when I get to see her, I feel like it's, you know, next to my mother, one of the most significant people I ever get to see. Chris, her son, and their son, and you know, they're just unique people. They're just so interested in life. They're so smart, so enlightened. They loved art, loved wine, loved technology. You know, the first time I ever saw a CD, Coach Knoll had a CD player in like 1978. Like, you know, they were testing this stuff, and NFL Films wanted to test it. So remember the big discs?
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
He had the first one. It was all football on it. And they were trying to see, would it be easier to go back and forth on a film if it was on a disc like that?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Which actually is true, because now it's all on these clouds, and it is easier to make the cuts. But Chuck was revolutionizing that. So being able to spend time at their home, whether it was in Pittsburgh or on vacation. So I told the story last time of the stingray, the baby stingray, but I also was in a canoe with him once in one of these creeks. I think we're in South Carolina, you know, back behind the beachfront. And I'm getting scared because there's alligators everywhere. And, you know, Coach Knoll never yelled at you. And he yelled at me because I was about to tip this canoe over in the middle of like 800 alligators. So he told me to sit down and calm down. So that was an interesting moment. That same trip, we took a raft out way out in the ocean, and you know, he was paddling and this porpoise followed us. So it was really cool to have this porpoise. It followed us for like 10 minutes. And it was, you know, I always feel like that was Chuck Knoll's spirit. Like he had that just really calm, had his stuff together, brilliant guy, just one of the best human beings I've ever had a chance to know.
Mm. And the other story was somebody discovered a stingray and he made you guys go to the library to do research on it. How it went?
Well, yeah, it was a baby stingray. We put it in this little tank and then he drove us. We were on this little island off the coast of Tampa. And we drove into the library and we spent about 6 hours at the library. And
that was, that's great.
That was Chuck Knoll. But my dad loved it. You know, my father was a pilot, mm-hmm. and it was Coach Knoll who got him into flying. Coach Knoll was a pilot and he was upgrading his plane. And he said, Dan, what do you think about buying this plane? And he goes, I'll teach you how to fly. And so, you know, my father, it was just such a good release for my father because, you know, the business side of football was growing to 24/7 before the football side did. And for my father to be up in the sky and to use math and you know, the calculations, the things you have to do sort of a little bit of engineering. So he loved to have his mind engaged in something. But you know, it wasn't football and it wasn't business and it wasn't negotiation. So it was sort of a perfect outlet for him. And then, you know, he crashed the plane. So I tell the story of the crash in the book with Roger Goodell. He and I talk about the plane crash where, you know, my father is up at camp. You know, my father's a little bit crazy. I tell all the good things about him, but he's a little bit nuts. So he's up at camp and he tells my brother, John, I got to leave. So it's Friday Night Lights, but it's this year we played it at Greensburg Stadium. He said, I got to leave. And John says, well, what are you leaving for? And he says, well, I got to fly the plane back before it gets dark. And John's like, well, why is that? He goes, I don't think there's enough battery for the lights to turn on. So he gets in the plane and takes off, and the battery burns out. And because of his arthritis, he can't crank the wheels down. So he crash lands the plane on the grass strip in between the runway at Allegheny County Airport out in West Midland.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, by this time, it's on the news. And he goes home, and my mother is crying. And he says, what are you crying for? That was my best landing.
That is amazing.
So that's Dan Rooney for you.
Well,
bad pilot, but he's the guy you want if you're crashing because he was going to take care of the situation.
Right. That's great. And there's how many stories in this book? Practically, it must be hundreds of stories in this book, and you can hear the voices too. So you get to actually sort of sit down and become almost part of the interview with people like Franco, Roger Goodell, Mel Blunt, Joe Green. It's called A Different Way to Win, Jim Rooney. And this is the enhanced audio version. And Jim, thanks for taking time on Christmas Eve to come in here and
no,
talk.
It's so good. I'm sure Pomp takes off Valentine's Day or Easter or something.
Oh, you'll be back.
So
yeah.
We'll find
out. I mean, if you wanted to come in every time Bob wasn't here, you'd be my regular partner. We'd be doing this thing 4 days a week.
Pomp is the best. And Merry Christmas to him and his family.
Yes.
Merry Christmas to